Here's Alex. Morning, Alex.
Oh, good morning, and welcome back, Stephen.
Thank you.
Stephen, yesterday I was at hospital. I won't say which one, doesn't really matter. They had vending machines. The place was chock-a-block. But I can tell you, there was nobody queuing up to use one. And they were offering water. There was no crisps. There was no chocolate bars, soft drinks, low-calorie drinks, I noticed, and water. But there was no queue up. And by the way, I don't know who this lady is, but it sounds a wee bit like a bit dictating. I think as an adult, I have the right to choose what I'm going to have and where from, if it's legal, that is.
Yeah.
And I think the machines are legal. So my choice, not hers. She can do what she wants and I'll do what I want.
Thank you, Alex. Pandora, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now then, some of us, unfortunately, have medical conditions which make us prone to fluid retention and when people tell us we're fat. Now, unfortunately, we can't do anything much about that because if your hormones are all over the place and you keep asking for liposuction and they won't give it to you and they won't drain, what are you supposed to do about genetic imbalances?
Yeah, Pandora, I hear you. Thank you very much for calling us this morning. Morning, Brenda. Morning, Brenda.
Morning.
Go ahead, Brenda.
My sister, listening to the program there about the vending machines, just saying that if you don't want to use them, then, you know, don't use them.
Because beyond that, it's about a hospital's responsibility as to what they're promoting and what they're making available, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think fruit would be a good thing. It's just so rotten, you know. People just wouldn't want.
Yeah, but
it's
also about.
I don't know. Yeah.
If you think about it, and we've only got the figures for the Belfast Trust, we're going to ask the rest of the trusts over the next couple of days sort of break down their figures. But if you think about it, you've got the NHS and indeed these hospitals promoting healthy living and then making profit out of selling junk food. How does that add up?
They've got their shops as well. Sure, the shops are absolutely full of chocolate and sweets.
Right.
So they're going to have to take those away as well.
That's right.
You know,
Brenda, thank you. Morning to you. Lynn next in Belfast. Morning, Lynn.
Morning, Stephen.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Good to have you back for a start. And I was just listening to what you were saying.
I wonder could I present this show from America?
Sorry?
I wonder could I live in America? Rather, if I said to the controller of BBC Northern Ireland, rather than me wanting to present the show from bed every morning in Fantasy Island, could I present the show from Santa Monica every day?
You wouldn't really want to do that. You wouldn't want to leave this wonderful wee country, would you?
No, maybe just a few months a year. Maybe three. I wonder would he let me do it 3 months a year from America.
Well, you're welcome to it. It wouldn't be my choice.
I could work from home.
I know this place is mad, but I love it.
I love it too.
I love it.
What would you like to say, Lynn?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you on keeping your weight off, Stephen, because when I heard you were going to America, I thought, oh, he will come back and he'll have put all that weight on that he worked so hard to get off.
Yeah.
And you tell me that you haven't really put too much on.
Well, I've put £10 on, which is a lot in anybody's book, but in the context I haven't lost 6 stone,
yeah.
I'm happy enough with 10. And I'm back on the bars today again.
Good for you. And honestly,
and that'll be me.
You look so much better.
I do not.
I was watching you. You do? Really?
I don't.
And I was watching you on your show, you know, and you've not got those big chullers.
Chullers? What's a chuller?
You know those big fat hangy bits under your chin?
Oh, yes.
And they were all starting to go away and you could see your nice face.
So that's what you call a double chin, a chuller?
Well, chullers. Well, that's what I used to call them. That's what my mother used to call them in the olden days.
Do you know what I'm going to have to do, by the way? Because I tell you most things about me, right?
Uh-huh.
Not everything, but most things. Here's what I'm going to have to do. I'm just wondering when I'm going to be able to take the time off to do it because we've got the TV show maybe coming back in the autumn and all this type of stuff, right? I think I'm going to have to get the... I have loads of loose skin now.
Yeah, so it
kind of feels like... It feels like I have a belly and then when I still do have a belly because I'm still fat, but within my belly there's fat and then there's all this loose stuff and when I squeeze it... Hold on, Vinny's asking. No, you can't. He wants to come in here and squeeze it. You're not doing that. No. And so I'm basically, I think it's just skin.
But sure, well, obviously it will be. You know, your skin's been stretched.
So I wonder, I don't know.
You
wonder,
can go. If I went and got, you can go and get a wee procedure done to get rid of all that.
Can you get that done on the NHS?
No. You can't.
You can't?
Well, not unless it's massively, like, and you weren't, if you'd have been 40 stone or something and lost all that weight, maybe. But certainly not your weight. Can I just say before I go, Stephen?
Yes.
About this wonderful wee country we all have.
Yes.
On both sides.
I love it.
Why, oh why, can people not wise up and give a wee bit and let, you know, one do their thing and one do another if they're not impeding on anybody, and if they're on a main drag, well, really, people just need to stay in for 10 minutes. Well,
look, the question I'm trying to ask this morning, you heard me asking it repeatedly. Here you have, certainly it was our lead story on this programme this morning, these talks at Stormont and a big, big issue for Northern Ireland. And you have a lot of criticism of the Parades Commission.
Yeah.
Is that really where the criticism and the analysis should be? Or should it actually be on the political parties who, because of their lack of political agreement, have the Parades Commission having to make the decision in the first place?
Well, you know, I heard somebody on there this morning from the nationalist side, let us say, and he said, you know, about the threats if the Parades Commission didn't let the march down the road. But having said that, then they're between a rock and a hard place, because if they give in to one side, then, you know, is he trying to say that, there aren't protests and trouble up at Ardoyne?
I must see if the Parades Commission will...
If the Parades Commission don't go their way.
I must see if they'll come on, talk
well,
to us.
Well, somebody needs to wise up. Wise up.
All right.
We've got the best wee country in the world here.
Lynn, thanks very much.
All
lovely
right,
to talk
thanks,
to you.
Stephen. Good to have you back.
Bye-bye.